Arratsaldeon.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the press conference of the film Yourself and Yours, a film which is included in the official section of the 64th edition of the San Sebastian International Film Festival. And to talk about this film, it's a pleasure to have with us here today the director Hun Sang-soo and both actors Lee Yoo-young and Kim Joo-hyuk. If there are any questions, please, there's a microphone, seems that there's one in the second row. Hi, I would like to know what's the origin of the behavior of the leading actress or her character? Why does she behave the way she does? So it's for the actress or the director, or the director, whoever wants to answer.
감독님과 여자 배우님 두 분께 드리는 지금 질문인데 이 여자 주인공이 이런 행동에 시작되게 되는 그 원점이 뭘까요?
It's a mystery of life. We don't know how or why a certain person behaves certain way. We come up with some reason because of convenience. But we actually don't know. I'll just say that, okay?
Quizá la actriz nos puede...
Perhaps the actress can explain whether she doesn't know her motivation, so how was she able to portray the character?
Ne. 저는 그날 대본을 받아서 감독님께 여쭤봤는데 대체 어떤 여자냐? 라고 여쭤봐도 감독님 모르겠다고 하셔서 그냥 그 순간순간에 집중해서 촬영을 했고요. 근데 오늘 영화를 보면서 여러 가지 생각이 들었는데 마지막에는 상처가 있는 여잔가? 그러면서 이해가 됐던 것 같아요.
While we were shooting the film, I asked the director Hong, that is my character, what kind of a woman is she? And the director said, well, I don't know either. And I saw the film today, and I drew the conclusion that she's a woman who has a lot of interior damage. Any further questions? I think there's a question, yes, over there. Here we go.
To Mr. Sang-soo, what's the importance of the dialogues in this movie? Because it's almost all the movie are dialogues. I wanted to know which is important for you.
Something I do a lot in the film.
Okay. Sus películas hay muchos diálogos, pero él no.
Your films have a lot of dialogue, but you don't have a lot of a dialogue today. You're not into mood for dialogue this afternoon.
De acuerdo. Más.
Okay. Another question. I would like to know how long are you going to continue to laugh at intellectuals, university professors, painters, cinema directors, and making them ridicule them? And to what extent do you realize that he's one of them, you're one of them yourself, because you belong to the same circle? That is to say, you're a director.
I can do that because I'm very much conscious of that I belong to the same group.
Okay. Sí, aquí otra tenemos.
Another question.
Do we know why the guy has a broken leg?
Because he actually broke his leg. <they were shooting. laughs>
Sorry about that, man.
Yes, I broke my ankle, in fact.
Más preguntas.
Any further questions? There's another question over here. Hi.
Hello. main in Korea, but I forgot how to say. Okay. Esta película nos.
This film reminds us of a film that. The last film by Luis Buñuel, a woman who has different versions of a woman. Were you inspired by, in your film, by that film by Buñuel to a certain extent or not?
Buñuel is one of my favorite directors, but when I made film, I was not conscious. I didn't think about his film as a reference. That's not the way I make a film, how I make a film.
Uh-huh. Sí, sí,
question for the director. Isaper and Yoper, where's that project? When are we going to be able to see your, I think she's referring to your next project, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. I hope so. Más preguntas.
Further question, yes. There's another question in the front row. In your film, beyond this play between fantasy and reality, and this puzzle, so to speak, we find a reflection upon relationships between in couples and the idea of falling in love again every day with a character. How did you think about the film in order to write it, to write a lot, that sort of storyline?
What is the question?
Yes, how did you reflect upon those ideas? How did when it makes the male pursue her and to accept her problem and her condition without questioning her, you know, that when he goes and looks for her, when she goes away.
So what I'm going to say is only part of the film is supposed to deliver to a certain audience, because my film, I hope, does not say one thing or one sentence, one message. But for the sake of saying something to your question, I would say to love, is it absolutely necessary to know? That was a question. You know, when you fall in love with someone in the very beginning, you fall in love not because you know something about this person, right? Usually. So you have so much information, so much knowledge about this person. But when you, after a few days, after a few months, you want to settle down with some pre-existing knowledge, type of personality, for the safety, whatever, then you kind of discard these things you already know. So what is the knowledge?
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. More questions? Yes, we have another question. I've had the opportunity of talking to the actors this morning a little while, and they were telling me two things that I would like them to talk about. I said they turned up to the shoot and you gave them the dialogues that they had to read or direct. When did you prepare those dialogues? When did you give it to the actors on the same day? But at the same time, your films have a specific structure and well-defined and well-planned. And the second question is that they also told me that in the morning they suffered during the shooting of the film, but in the afternoon it was a completely different shoot. Could you explain? Could you go further in depth as regards to what happened there?
So a gradual process. In the beginning of my film career, I had a full script. But even with the full script, I always changed the dialogue. And then I realized my temperament prefers that I write on the spot. And if I have concrete models and locations and concrete weather, and then I can do something with it at the spot. And so I venture into doing it actually from my first picture. Thank you for saying that it seemed to be well planned and well structured, but somehow I can manage to do it even with my method. You know, I write in the morning absolutely without any knowledge of what I'm going to do as a whole film. somehow I'll manage and then make a structure, and that's what you see today. And about the afternoon, different, I didn't catch your question exactly.
Que exactamente.
Tanto supongo que el rodaje se convertía de otra manera, era mucho más fácil seguir.
Much easier in the afternoon to shoot, you're saying, because it seemed that you made them suffer in the morning. So what's the question the interpreter is asking? Do you believe that's correct? That is to say, in the morning you gave them those dialogues and they had to learn them very, very quickly, so you made them suffer. They worked in one way, but in the afternoon, as the shoot started to advance and progress, they worked in a different way and suffered less. Do you agree?
You know, I don't know. I haven't asked that question.
Okay, pues ¿cuánto margen a la improvisación?
How much margin to improvisation did you allow the actors?
To the pictures, not much. They usually say 99% of what I wrote. But the in-between lines, you know, because there are much they can improvise, you know, how they say, you know, how much pose they have, you know, things like that. But they usually follow the 99% of dialogue I've written.
Perhaps could the actors tell us a bit more about how the experience was? I think it's your first time that you've worked with Hong Sang-soo, and could you tell us what your experience was and what you think about it, having worked with him?
Ah, 저는 홍상수 감독님이랑 처음 작업하는데 기대는 많이 하고 있었어요. 어떤 작업이 될까? 되게 신선할 거란 생각을 했었고, 아니나 다를까 처음 만남부터 아무 대본도 없이 우리 같이 한번 작업해보자 이런 식으로 작업을 했고, 그 이후에 감독님께서 저와 대화를 나누고 이우영 배우하고 대화를 나누면서 글을 쓰셨고, 그래서 어제 했던 얘기가 오늘 대본에 나와 있을 정도로 저희는 대화를 가지면서 저를 통해서 그리고 이유영 배우를 통해서 영화를 만드시는 걸 보고 너무 신기했고 정말 대단하시다는 생각을 했었고, 그리고 배우 입장으로서는 연기를 하면서 굉장히 힐링되는 기분이었어요. 왠지 대학교 첫 연극을 하는 기분으로 돌아가는 그런 기분으로 연기를 해서 너무너무 좋았고, 결과물도 이렇게 좋게 나와가지고 정말 기분이 좋습니다.
Before participating in this project, I had a lot of, I really felt like working with Hong Sang-soo, and I expected a very fresh experience. And when Hong Sang-soo got in touch with me, there wasn't a script. There were just, he just said, we're going to make a film. So that's how we started. And then the actress, Lee Yu-young, participated in the project. And between the three of us, we had quite a lot of conversations. The three of us spoke one day about a specific thing, and then the next day, this thing was already reflected in the script. So therefore, for me, it was a fantastic experience, at the same time quite curious. And also to work with director Hong is like curing myself, that is to say, it's as if I was reborn, and that is to say, I had the feeling of being going back to when I was a university student.
The 대본은 너무 재밌는데 대사를 외울 시간이 별로 없어서 처음에 그래서 그리고 또 이 인물이 어떤 인물인지 확신을 가지고 연기를 했어야 되는데 앞뒤 상황이 이렇게 말이 되는 게 아니어서 좀 헷갈리고 어려웠는데 그냥 그 순간에 그래서 그 상황에 집중하고 감독님을 믿으면서 촬영을 했었어요. 그래서 많이 불안했었는데 오늘 영화를 보고 나니까 내가 저렇게 했었구나, 아 이런 영화였구나 라는 걸 오늘 보게 돼서 너무 재밌고 되게 마법 같은 영화였던 것 같아요. 되게 푹 빠져서 봤던 것 같고 너무너무 감독님한테 감사드리고 흥미로운 작업이었어요.
The actor Kim said it was like a very original experience, but for me it was original as well, because it was quite difficult and hard. When I received the script every morning, it seemed to me a fantastic story, but the problem was the time to learn the dialogues off by heart, and to learn them off by heart in a short period of time was very difficult for me. Plus, I used to play the roles through the trust with them, but nevertheless, I didn't have enough time to do that, so therefore it was quite difficult. So I tried to focus upon the different situations, and I had trust with Hong Sang-soo, and I saw the film today, and it seems to me that the result is fantastic. It's very good, and I could even say almost magical, and I want to thank this to the director, Hong Sang-soo. Thank you. There's another question. In the film, the character, the girl's character says something as to know things is not that as important as we believe. I imagine the director agrees with this phrase. But my question is, do you believe that in the current day films, knowing things is oversized and overstated? There's no room for mystery or speculation. And this is something that the audience, it's a bit too much. They don't know how to assimilate it, perhaps. Yes, sorry, this question was for the director.
Yes, it's up to each audience, you know. For some people, maybe it's too much to handle. Maybe for some people, maybe quite stimulating. It's up to the audience, each audience.
I think there was another question.
I feel like more than the big themes and the headlines, it's the details, especially in the last one too, that catch your attention and your interest too. Is this something that comes just with your way of understanding filmmaking, of doing filmmaking, or do you actually look for highlighting the details, the subtleties, the things that normally wouldn't be the big theme of your films?
For me, the important thing in my working method is in what way I will bring these details from my memories. If I never done that bit, but if I started with a definite theme or definite intention for a certain effect, then I might go different channel path for bringing some details, because they are supposed to serve this purpose. Because mind works different way, I think. But I choose different path. So I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what I want to say. I don't know what effect I want to create. I want to maintain that ignorance as much as I can, at least till the halfway through. And then details comes from different area of my memory, storage room, whatever. And then I like those details. And the result is the thing you see today. So.
Hi, I'm a bit late. I'm not too sure whether you've answered the question. What drew my attention and what I liked was how the film is made and how you shot each all of the scenes, because it's a fixed camera shot, and with very slight movements of camera, with a zoom or a movement to one side or to another, did you do that? That makes it almost theater-like. So I would like to know why that decision, and not doing different scenes and overlapping, and.
Say why or how. So that's the way I want to do. I mean, that. But in that sentence, everything is included. Things you do, feeling good, feeling right. You don't really know why, but you always make up some reason. But the important thing is you feel right. If you're a painter, you know, you suddenly want to paint some yellow spot or a certain area, you feel right to do it, right? But you may explain to some critic why I put that yellow spot there, But that's actually a lie. When that happens in his mind, he just feels it's the right thing to do, right? And later on, we come up with some explanation or reason why I did it. So it's like that, you know, I just feel it's the right angle, and that's the right tempo. I can say it's a kind of a limitation I'm willing to take, because it's a single long take, and in that limitation, I feel I can draw something different, something only I can do, maybe. So I'm willing to take that limitation. Okay.
¿Más preguntas?
Further questions?
Por ahí. Bueno, pues aprovecho porque ya hay una.
I'm going to take full advantage because there's a question that I would like to ask, and that is, one of the things that I liked about Hong Sang-soo's films is Seoul. We see in the it's not the normal way that that city appears in other Korean films, and I like especially the bars that that turn up in Hong Sang-soo, because those scenes are very important that you see in the bars. Could you explain how you chose these locations in Seoul? This is the Yeomnang district, if I'm not mistaken, but there are other bars like Buchong, etc. So how do you choose these locations? Why? Well, perhaps that's the Seoul you love or that you like.
Usually I choose the place I know or I frequent, but sometimes I run out of the place I know. So just by luck, I heard about this place, and then maybe I've been curious about this place just a little bit. Then when the time comes, maybe let's go there and let's look at the place. It's by luck. I don't know how, but and actually when I saw the place, I liked it, so I decided to start working on that place. So. It sounds very lazy, but that's how I work.
más preguntas.
Any further questions? We have another one in the room. Yes, there's one here. Seeing this film in comparison to the rest of your films and your career, I understand, or at least that's what I've seen. I've seen a happy ending, quote unquote. And I understand that love should be reinvented at every moment. That's what I understand.
Actually, I think the love is everything. Without it, we are nothing. So let's do something about it. Okay.
Más preguntas.
Further questions? Yes. There's another one.
Attitudes toward women drinking in South Korea have changed over the years. I'm not quite sure if this question is for the actress or for the director, but it seems to be a buried topic in the movie.
I think it's just a character, this male character. He's how can I say? He has these ideas about a good woman or safe woman, someone I can commit my life. But he, this character, male character, actually loves her. But when he decides to commit for the marriage, there are certain things he doesn't want to see because it's out of his ideas. So trying to make her squeeze into this idea. It's a fear. Fear overwhelms him. And so it's drinking, not drinking is not an important thing. It's when you love, how much courage you can have for accepting the person as she is or as he is. It's very difficult, I think, but something we have to do.
But it's a bit ironic in the film that there were men that are always criticizing the woman because she's drinking while they're drinking all the time, and then the woman that's supposedly drink, we hardly see her drink in the film, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe she was known for a heavy drinker, and she had made some mistakes, which she have acknowledged. It's just a unique personality. Her idiosyncrasy, he cannot swallow. But as I just said, it's a problem is his ideas. Idea is based on fear.
Bien, hay tiempo para...
There's time for one final question if one wants, anyone wants to ask one. Yes, please. Yes, please go ahead. Two questions. What would you say to those people that say your films are always the same film? Would you answer something like, life is full of routine and we don't realize it? Perhaps that would be your answer?
It's up to him or her. So if he feels that way, it's okay with me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Y la otra pregunta es.
And the other question is, we've said that perhaps you might be shooting a film in the United States. You've already shot a film in France. What's true about that or not?
In the States. Where did you get that information?
But are you going to?
Maybe, but in the States there are, city regulation, things like that. It's just quite cumbersome, permit, things like that. And expensive too, but I don't know if I can rent a small house and with 10 people, maybe we can shoot something. If we are free from the getting a permission, things like that. Who knows? Because I lived in the States some years, so I might go there and shoot something someday.
Perhaps a final question to finish, and especially to this film, but it has a lot of relationship to all of your work, but this film is more noticeable. The idea, I've got the feeling in your films that women the intelligent and lucid side of things, but the man is kind of clumsy, is disoriented, and getting close to the woman makes him be a better person or makes him learn something. Do you consider this could be a summary of most of the films that you've made?
Because personally, I'm a man. That's why I'm drawn.
Yes, I realized.
I'm drawn to have ideas about the woman, as a woman is drawn to have ideas about men. That those ideas that he or I believe that they will achieve some kind of a perfection or completeness, happiness, whatever. It's a natural tendency for the opposite sex to have an idea about this, the opposite sex. But sometimes, let me say this, I don't think there's not much difference between man and woman. Maybe 99% are same. The small differences are exaggerated for the purpose of celebration. But in actuality, I think we are all very similar. Just small amount of difference in expression and other things. But we are all very, very similar. But because I'm a man, I seem to have lots of ideas about women. And most of them are without harmful effect. But sometimes when I encounter a certain prejudice, which I recognize as a prejudice, I have to fight to break that prejudice. It's a very complicated thing because on one side you seem to be allowed to enjoy these ideas about opposite sex, but for some ideas you have to destroy them, otherwise you cannot go on making a good relationship. Mm-hmm. So it's very hard because this pleasure, this mechanism of pleasure is exactly the same mechanism which this prejudice is based on. So, but we have to distinguish and fight with this prejudice which makes your relationship go wrong. You know what I mean?
But, mm-hmm. Mm. Perfectly.
Bueno. Okay. Thank you very much to Hong Sang-soo and the two actors for being here with us this afternoon. And we'd like to wish you the best of luck with the film, and thank you very much.